This is Akashvani, the news read by Varsha Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his talks with Bhutanese leadership will add more vigour to India-Bhutan friendship. Mr. Modi termed his Bhutan visit as very special as he had the opportunity to meet King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and Bhutan Prime Minister Tsering Tobgye. He returned to Delhi this afternoon after concluding his two-day state visit to Bhutan. In a special gesture, King of Bhutan, accompanied by Bhutan Prime Minister, accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at the airport. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he is honoured by the special gesture by the King of Bhutan. He also expressed gratitude to have been conferred the order of the Druk Gyalpo. Mr. Modi also thanked the people of Bhutan for their warmth and hospitality, saying that India will always be a reliable friend and partner for Bhutan. Earlier today, Mr. Modi and Mr. Tobgye inaugurated the Gyaltso and Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital, a state-of-the-art hospital in Thimphu, built with the assistance of the Government of India. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi announced assistance of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Informing about the Prime Minister's economic aid to Bhutan, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said the assistance also includes India's support to Bhutan's economic stimulus package. On the eve of World Tuberculosis Day, President Draupadi Murmu has urged the nation to work together and make India TB-free. In her message to the nation, the President expressed happiness over observing World Tuberculosis Day every year on the 24th of March with an aim to increase public awareness about TB. She highlighted that this day will raise awareness about the challenges in controlling the disease and support efforts to prevent it. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today termed China's claim on Arunachal Pradesh as ludicrous. He asserted that Arunachal Pradesh is a part of India not because some other country says so. Speaking at an event in the Institute of South Asian Studies in Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar said India has been clear and consistent on the matter. He said this is not a new issue and China has laid claim earlier also and has expanded its claims. On Pakistan, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India's mood right now is not to overlook terrorism. The External Affairs Minister said every country wants a stable neighborhood, and India has been unfortunate in this regard. He said it is a challenge to deal with a neighbor who does not hide the fact that they use terrorism as an instrument of statecraft. Dr. Jaishankar is on a three-day visit to Singapore. Delhi's Rouse Avenue court today extended the custody of Bharat Rashtra Samiti VRS leader K. Kavita to the Enforcement Directorate ED till the 26th of this month in the money laundering case connected with the liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baweja passed the order after the BRS leader was produced in court on the expiry of her ED remand. The Central Probe Agency had sought 5 more days of remand of Ms. Kavita in the court. This comes a day after the Supreme Court refused to entertain Kavita's bail plea in the case and asked her to move the trial court. The international community has condemned the terrorist attack in Russia, which claimed 115 lives. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed shock at the last night's attack on Crocus City Hall in Moscow and condemned it in the strongest possible terms. The United Nations Security Council has called on all states to cooperate actively with the government of the Russian Federation as well as all other relevant authorities to bring to account those responsible for the terrorist attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terror attack in the Moscow concert. The US, EU, UK, France, Spain and the UAE have also expressed shock. The Islamic State Khorasan ISK has claimed responsibility for the attack at the concert venue. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders has set a mammoth target of 209 runs for the Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Chasing the target, Sunrisers Hyderabad was 60 for 1 in 5.4 overs when reports last came in. Earlier in the first match of the day, Punjab Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 4 wickets in Chandigarh. Chasing a target of 175 runs, Punjab Kings surpassed the target, losing 6 wickets and 4 balls to spare. Sam Curran steered the chase with a solid innings of 63 runs off 47 balls, while Liam Livingstone hit an unbeaten 38 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.